time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, I didn't move many hearts in the first hour. I had a very interesting gentleman. I think I can call him a gentleman. He was an avowed homosexual, but that doesn't disturb me any more than if you were an adulterer. It's another form of S-I-N. And all who S-I-N are slaves. Do you understand that? I mean, it's not hard to understand what sin is. It sort of makes a home in you, doesn't it? And then it is you, or you think it's you, and does a good job of making you think it's so, because it never wants to be wrong, so therefore the effect on you is you don't want to be wrong. And so when discovered, you think what it thinks and you feel what it feels, and it frightens you. You steal something for the first time in your life, and your father says, "Have you done this?" And the first thing that happens is you defend what made you do it. That's why we've lost our country. Because we've made sin, like stealing, or homosexuality, or abortion, normal. Like, it's okay to be a homosexual. It's okay to kill your baby. It's okay to keep your baby, and it's okay to be a person if you want to. It's only a matter of choice. There's no distinction between right and wrong. It's just a matter of choice. And every choice is right. Which is not. You have the right to choose, but you could be wrong when you choose. You can choose wrong, but the point is, if you ride along on the idea that you have a right to choose, therefore every choice is right, really stupid. But then, of course, in that state of mind, you don't know how stupid you really are. Well, the question is, I'm putting common sense up for grabs, and I'm asking you, am I turning your world upside down? Am I challenging everything you've ever believed? Or am I reminding you of what you have forgotten? Or it hurts because something in you doesn't want to remember it. Why the silence? Is there anyone ready to sort of move away? Like the gentleman who called a little while ago is one most unlikely one to call, the homosexual gentleman. And you didn't see me have disdain for him any more than I'd have disdain for a dope addict who calls for a little help. But after all, he's a friend of the pusher. And the friend of the pusher is a subject of the Dark Lord of the underworld, right? Drug lords. And they, in turn, are feeding, money to our enemies, right? And seducing kids. I mean, they're addicted to our addictions. They're addicted to addiction. Their addiction is our failures. And governments are like that, too. They're addicted to failure. And David, what did you say about the Roman?
I was talking about the games. Movie Gladiator.
Yeah.
In the sense that during that time, when Commodus, who was really a corrupt leader, had constant circuses and constant battle, taking slaves into the. Yeah, and then they slaughtered animals, and they had it was a carnival atmosphere. And as long as the people were entertained, they forgot how miserable they were.
That's right.
But what happened is that when they ran out of animals to slaughter and slaves to kill, and when they ran out of money to give people bread and wine, then there was a huge uprising, and Commodus was overtaken.
Yeah. Well, see, there it is. So, I've often said that. The seducer is in Hollywood, see, because they feed us the circus. They feed us the entertainment and make us forget how miserable we are. and how much we love
those
people.
That's exactly right. As long as we forget that we're miserable, we're happy.
Yeah, that's right. See, so the entertainer is corrupt, is the corrupter. Or is the corrupter in the sense he's the enabler of our corruption. He's the other side of the face of wickedness we're running from in our unhappiness. All right. We'll be back with our calls. Don't all rush at once. We'll be right back. And this is program number 5302.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
One of the downsides of the depression, which is recession, which will become a depression if we're not careful, of our economy, is that the worse things get, the more we rely on entertainment. We always know that entertainment becomes more lucrative as the world gets worse and our conditions deteriorate. And of course, entertainment was the reason why everything deteriorates anyway, because we get dissatisfied with what satisfies. We get tired of our car, the big house doesn't really work. You see, and your wife doesn't make you happy, so you have to have a little whore on the side, blah, blah, blah. Success is failure because somehow it doesn't do it. And so there's a tendency for freedom and to become a plentitude. And when it becomes a plentitude, the need for courage disappears. There's no need to stand up for anything. There's nothing really to develop character because of the things that require character have given you the plentitude. So the tendency is to then feel an emptiness, a feeling of hopelessness and despair, because you need to be brave about something and you don't know what it is because everything's all right and it isn't. You've worked hard, you're making a living, you got all the nice things you want, or you worked hard and you can't make a life living and things get worse so that you get poorer and poorer and some people get richer and richer. But trouble is, success is failure and failure is failure, because the person is a failure because he's not happy and tries to be happy. Or then you start making people miserable in order to make them more miserable than yourself, and so it goes. But at the bottom of it, at the end of the day, everybody's miserable and everybody needs entertainment, needs a drink, needs drugs. And they drag up from hell, ordinary entertainment, which was the noble kind that helped us understand our patriotism and our values and our art in its truest sense, dissipates because we're not happy with it. We're not happy being reminded of our miserable state by the contrast of what is truly good, which we've forgotten in our silly egocentric pursuits. And so we are much more excited by lowlifes, people who defecate on the stage and paint their face in ugly and do the most lurid things and wiggle their bodies in such grotesque forms, but to animate us with a sense of life we have lost. So the entertainers are like those who provide entertainment, because there's the Wizard of Oz behind the screen, you know, pulling the strings of these entertainers and paying lots of money but making even more money. So they're addicted to helping you forget how miserable you are. And the more you give to forgetting how miserable you are, pornography and all the kind of weird, horrible stuff that becomes so normal after a while, it becomes part of our lives. It's a sense of worth that you get from normally being brave and noble. See, but you have reasons to be brave and noble now because you've got a war on, but by the time, all the years that have gone by and all the corruption and all the kind of life, even people on welfare are sort of like pride at full and arrogant. And you see, they're not really poor and arrogant. They're fat and ugly and just like everybody else. They don't have to work and they can produce babies and they can give in to their pleasures and sort of, excuse the word, bitch at their boyfriends and look for comfort from the government. And so the government rises as you know, spoiling father. And so the government, like in Commodus' days and in the Gladiator, he depended upon, as David said, bread and circuses. And as long as people forgot their misery, and as long as the right wine was plenteous and the bread and the cake didn't run out, they were happy. But after a while, there's only so much you can do, and it all runs out. You can give people more and more, and people become more and more dependent upon something to make them feel good until there's nothing left of the human being except government. Witness North Korea. There's nothing there but government, a huge monstrous army, and the people are eating each other. And of course, you are eating each other now. You take your frustrations out of each other in a chain of command, do you not? You make each other miserable. Like the gentleman I spoke to a little while ago, you know, he knew when he fell in love with his boyfriend that he knew that there was mischief there, but he was attracted. This was the third time he said he'd been attracted to mischief. He knew that this person would fail, but he picked someone who would help him feel judgmental towards his boyfriend representing his father, the way his mother felt judgment towards his father, and he shared in that judgment, you see, and grew up as a woman in a man's body. And I had a delightful conversation with him, and I'm surprised that the lines are not lit up when I said everybody has a behavior that is self-destructive, and there's only one kind of disease, a disease-causing entity. When he actually went back into his past and remembered the horrible argument he had with his mother, 4 years old, when they were fighting each other, when he didn't say it, but he took sides with his mother against his father and grew up. And the cruelty of the father drove him towards his mother, and the mother's nature got inside. It's the role of fathers to save themselves from the influence of a woman, to be the influence, to be the noble champion of virtue, but not indulge in her unchastity. But see, you unconsciously, if a noble woman would come your way, she wouldn't be exciting to you. It is only the one that is mischievous that's exciting. The one that looks like the wounded dove. It creates the excitement of power and indulgence. She looks like she gives in, but she doesn't. You give in to her giving in, and it rules. You know, dinner, you know, a dinner isn't free. I mean, there's a saying about that, you know, isn't there a saying about the free lunch? Yes, right, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Yes, that's the word I was looking for. It has meaning. All right, now let me take our call. Ladies and gentlemen, I would say that you must be enjoying this program. There's something terribly wrong with you if you keep listening to it and growling. See? Something wrong with you. Don't you feel trembling? Do you feel anger? Do you feel joy? Which is it? If you're angry, call me. Say, I don't like what you're saying. Tell me why. Who have I offended? Have I not helped the homosexual gentleman? Was I not polite to him? Didn't he not talk with me and converse with me? Did I not help him to go back to where it began suddenly? Get him to say things he never would have said when he called me for a completely different reason? Maybe you're afraid that I will get to where you live, to where it lives, has made a home in you. Pick up the phone and come away from it. Come towards me, all you who are heavily laden. I will show you where peace is, and not where the peace is, if you know what I mean. All right, now we're going to take our call. Marette from last night. I requested her to call.
Hi, Roy. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm terrific, thank you. I just want to call to say thank you for the phone call, for talking to me yesterday. And I have had a very good peace of mind and joy today.
I'm so glad. Don't lose it by ever. Look, the joy that you have, you will keep until the next moment you succeed in dealing with cruelty and saying no to it trying to upset you. Cruelty will always try to upset you, which means to turn you around the other way so it's in control of you.
Yeah.
And the word upset is resentment. Take the word resentment. It's the purest form of the word. In other words, resentment is a hypnotic emotion, and every person who is a manipulator understands that they can own you if they can make you mad.
Yeah.
So now you have the power not to be mad and frustrate the hell out of everyone.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, it's actually fun.
And
I frustrate the frustrator.
Right.
My grandson Luke loves me, and all my grandchildren do. So he says to his mother, he tells his friends, he says, my grandpa is awesome. He says to the boy, he says, my grandpa has powers, and you don't want to mess with it. The boy says, come on, you're kidding. He says, no, I warn you. He doesn't use his powers often, but when he uses them, you better watch out. He's dead right, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm not using them. It uses me.
Yeah. Oh, this is wonderful. Well, I am planning to. I have wanted to come up to Oregon to your ranch for a Sunday.
Well, that would be wonderful. We'd love to have you.
Yes, I'm planning on doing it. I don't think I can come this weekend, but next. Oh,
never mind. Anytime.
Yes. Yeah. And what I have to work on still is the forgiveness. I mean,
that's a daily thing.
That I have had a real hard time with.
No. Listen carefully.
Yeah.
So let me pursue what I didn't tell you yesterday completely.
Yeah.
You ready? Now you're in a better frame of mind.
Yes.
That resentment a long time ago caused you to have this condition.
Yeah.
Resentment is needed to keep it alive. So it doesn't matter. So you don't really have to worry about anything but the fact that God has given you grace now to be not resentful, or another way of saying it, be forgiving. For understand, there was a time you did not know what you were doing.
Yeah.
And also, the person you were, who was the despot you were giving yourself, he didn't know what he was doing either. He couldn't help being a bully any more than you could help being a slave.
Yeah.
Do you understand that system?
Absolutely.
Neither one can help it. Neither one. So therefore, when you meet, see weak, pathetic people, when you, like your father, I suppose, if you meet bullies like this mother and this boyfriend, the gentleman friend.
Oh,
see?
It's an old family friend.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever's in him.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, when you see the bully, the cruelty in everybody, and either directed towards others or directed towards yourself, it's designed to upset you. As if upset could do something, but it only makes you part of the problem.
Yeah.
But if you could learn that one thing, forgive. Now, put that, you have a shield around you. You really have it because you've had it for one day already.
Yeah.
Make sure it lasts 2 days.
Yes.
Make sure it lasts 3 days, and it gets easier and easier and easier, and slowly but surely all the levels peel away, and eventually you'll get to see the root of it as if you're a little girl happening to you for the first time, and then suddenly you can deal with that too. Bingo, it's all gone. But meanwhile, you're dealing with the reinforcement. As long as if you can deal with the reinforcement, even if you don't know what the cause is, look at what caused it. You're facing it every minute of every day. in every attempt to upset you.
Yeah.
And the grace of God. So it's a living thing. If you learn to hold your ground, the problem stops feeding on you,
or
fueling itself in you.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely the old self dies. You will die daily. It will feel like dying sometimes. You'll feel like dying. But don't worry, it's not dying. It's dying. Something in you is dying.
Yeah. Now,
it isn't you.
What about grounded? How can I keep myself grounded?
No, that's what I'm saying. Every time you deal perfectly with and learn to let the anger roll around you and don't wallow in it, you become more and more what you call grounded.
Uh-huh.
But that's it. There's no how. There's just that. Just hold fast to the light of what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Lest you fall to greater mischief than you ever did before.
Yeah. Well, I'm quite. Well,
let me warn you.
Yes.
If you allow yourself the luxury of being irritated just one time, the fall will be worse than it was before.
Uh-huh.
So understand what you've got yourself into.
Yeah.
Make sure you're into it. You're devoted to that cause of learning to look ahead. You've got the ability to see just ahead for the second of a fraction of a second. And learn to let it go before it happens to you.
Yeah.
Forgive. Forgive. Yeah. Give before. Give love. Love, don't hate your enemy.
Yeah.
Love, don't hate your enemy.
Yeah.
In other words, forgive them, Father, for they know not what to do. He lived in the present. He knew this. He shouted it out for everyone to hear while he's being beaten to death.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you endure the little things. Little things. That's all I ask you to do. It mounts up to a very big, wonderful character.
Yeah.
A wonderful grounding. An eternal life comes from it. Otherwise, you have eternal strife, and there's no way out. Okay. Remember that. Meditate. Use the meditation exercise.
Yes.
You have a computer, don't you?
Yes.
Go to it today. Don't waste a second.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to coming up to the Sunday meetings.
Good. Yeah. I love to see you there.
Yes, so do I. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to thank you again, Roy, and I feel much, much more at peace.
Thank you. I'm glad for you.
Thank you.
Stay that way now.
Yes, all right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a famine of calls tonight where there's usually they're plenteous. But the plenteous is usually shallow. Are you hollow people out there? How hollow are you that you can sit and not involve yourself with the pleasure of giving me the pleasure of calling me like this lady? And the homosexual gentleman was absolute delight talking with him. He got what he didn't expect, but I got what I knew was, you know, I knew that I had something there that wasn't completely happy with himself, you see. You need to listen to the first hour, which will be repeated after this program ends. Now let's have a station break and let's put the number out for let's fish for a soulful person and say, look, I got this problem. How do I walk? But haven't I kind of walked you through it anyway? Haven't I? When is enough enough? How many ways can I say it? How many ways? But the point is, there are stumbling blocks. There are very special twists and turns in the road where you caught up with an irritation and don't realize that it is an irritation. It's sort of like a perfect excuse for it. And I'll fish for that if you will call me. I'll fish for that little thing that you will miss without my help. You may miss it without my help. If you're on the path, you'll get them all. Who do I go to? Nobody. Who I've ever been to? Nobody. That's how I've got to where I am, because I looked to nobody except my own common sense. It was always there, and when I had trouble, I saw my fault in it and not blamed who did it to me, and therefore I grew. So whenever you have trouble, see your own fault. What is your fault? Your lack of patient endurance. Let's have the commercial and then we come back.
If you've been helped by the work Roy Masters is doing on the radio, please consider paying forward the gift you have received so others may benefit as well. The Pay It Forward program allows you to automatically donate the amount you want on a monthly basis. Even just $5 a month from people who care will make a difference. Or you can make a one-time donation and help support our radio program and website, as well as our prison ministry and Patriot Outreach program. If you'd like to contact us by mail, write to the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or call Monday through Friday, regular business hours, West Coast time, 1-800-877-3227. Again, that's the Foundation of Human Understanding, P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. For more information on the Foundation of Human Understanding, visit the website fhu.com. That's fhu.com.
Now, we have Sunday morning discussions. It's like going to church, except it's 2 hours, but you won't be bored for 2 hours, I assure you. Just like if you listen to this program, 2 hours goes by just like that. I know my board operators and management directors of the program, they all feel the same way. What happened to time? And they're working. Sometimes they forget to manipulate the controls. They're so involved. I think it's fair to say that. So every now and then you have a little blooper. That's okay. But what was I going to say about that? The subject matter was, I would like you to go to the website, and even now, what's playing now is 2 hours of me discussing a subject called Tony Snow, a person. Why the good die young? Why you will die from all kinds of diseases unnecessarily in your struggle, your noble struggle against it. It's the wicked ones, the really wicked ones, that get away with it. They don't seem to get sick. I had somebody one time who gave me the tip. I said, you know what? It was not a friend, it was just an acquaintance. He lived a few doors down the road, and he had a nice boat, and we got to talking. And I noticed how nervous he was. I said, you know, if you live like that, I said to him, you're going to get ulcers. He said, I don't get ulcers, I give them. I got it. They don't get ulcers, you get them. They don't get sick, they make you sick of them, from them. They live off your failing. People do. They aggravate you to death and suck your life. We're going to take I will tell you, talk to Joe in just a minute. Joe, could you hold on to the break? Let me read something about truth, the way I try to explain it to the lady. It's Mahatma Gandhi. You know, I think that's his call. Mahatma is the honor name he was given. But he quotes a word in a language I don't know not what, because this is a little quote from things he said. He says it means holding on to truth, hence truth force. I have also called it love force or soul force. I discovered in the early stages that pursuit of truth did not admit of violence being inflicted upon one's opponent, but that he must be weaned from error by patience and sympathy. For what happens to be the truth to one may appear to be the error by the other. In other words, in this free society where you remember, he spoke about this in terms of England or the English being noble enemies, and he couldn't deal with Hitler that way, so he said in an interview with an American newspaper. So understand, we have to consider your wife and husband as noble enemies, even though they want to kill you. They drive you mad. Don't let it happen. Don't let harm enter you through patient endurance. Got it? Simple. Be right back.
Thank you. Attention, all active or retired military personnel, veterans of any age, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. If you or a family member are suffering mentally or emotionally as a result of service in battle or the stress of war, but you are hesitant to reach out for help, go to www.patriotoutreach.org for completely private and confidential materials that will provide proven coping strategies that will help you overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. There is no cost for this private service. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org. Seeking professional help is always advisable, yet there is a strong cultural resistance to admitting the need or seeking the help. If you or a fellow soldier suffer with feelings of isolation and anger, there is no need to struggle alone and without help. Overcome stress, anger, pain, or even PTSD. Go to www.patriotoutreach.org.
Noble warriors, the memories of combat in your mind are paralyzing you and hurting your loved ones. This inner chaos threatens us. Anger, isolation, depression, violence, and even suicide. Get your emotional body armor. Go to FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach to protect yourself against the IEDs of your mind. You will learn to observe a firefight as opposed to being mentally in it. Patriot Outreach is a valuable tool. There is no cost. Our service is free to all warriors, veterans, retirees, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. Discover how to conquer the enemy within. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. You are not alone. We are here to help you. You must reach out and accept help. Now you can put an end to the endless loop of negative thoughts. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach today. If you're a regular listener to Roy Masters' radio program, I want to tell you a story about an old man who came to a raging river, and he stopped and began to build a bridge across. He spent many years building that bridge, toiling every single day. And then one day, a young man came, and he said, "Old man, what are you doing?"
"I'm building a bridge."
And the young man said, "Why? You could have gotten across the river. Why did you stay to build it?" He said,
"Because I knew one day someone would come that couldn't cross this raging river. So I built it for you."
Roy Masters has been building a bridge for people for almost 50 years. He's helped to change this country in ways you will never understand or know. So if you appreciate the bridge that he's built, please help him keep building the bridge for future generations. Your donations to the Foundation of Human Understanding are tax deductible. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. New from the Foundation of Human Understanding, a three-part series entitled Surviving Your Father's Agony, Parts 1, 2, and 3. These Sunday conversations are essential for understanding your relationships. Part 1, A Man's Journey Really Begins, and the best part of it is you are invited to come along. Hear the agony of a man that is also the agony of a woman. Roy Masters says it is the most stirring thing you will ever hear in your life. Item 7758. Part 2, Moving Beyond Your Father's Agony. Hear the man return to have a conversation with Roy that brings him understanding of all that occurred the previous week. Item 7759. And Part 3, Resolving Your Wife's Agony. The man returns again, this time with his wife. As he leaves his agony behind, you see the healing of his marriage. Item 7762. Call 1-800-877-3227, visit FHU.com. Order the three-part set, Surviving Your Father's Agony. Visit FHU.com.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay.
A mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
Pure insanity. Can you imagine? Isn't that fascinating where he gathered all those words together to sort of happily enjoy his confusion? I mean, there are states of mind where you almost admire the way he put those words together, you know, and you wish you could speak so cleverly. But that's representing a form of insanity. actually. It's fun to listen to, but... Las Vegas, Joe. Hello, Joe. What do you know,
hey,
Joe?
Hey, Roy, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
How you doing?
Listen, fine, then.
I just wanted to tell you...
You're almost as old as I am.
That's right. Where have you been all my life?
I think I've been somewhere in yours.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you one thing. My life has totally changed since I've been listening and meditating.
Yes.
I've read several of your books, and I'm trying right now desperately to get some of my family members to start meditating. And
yeah, but they may not come along, you know.
They may not be ready. You're right.
They may never be. They may never be. Who knows?
Yeah. But, you know, one thing that that you said that makes a lot of sense is that you should not push it on anybody.
No, the truth of the matter is that my very existence feels like it's pushing on somebody. And there's somebody out there feels pressured by me.
Yeah.
And resents me for being me.
What I've done is I said, listen, this has been great for me. Why don't you see if you could some time listen to it? And I just drop it off with them.
That's all you can do.
And then eventually, I got a call from one of them after she's had it for a month. Hey, what about this meditation? Oh, now they're asking questions. How interesting.
Well, so what's your success story then you wanted to tell?
My success story is that I've had, ever since I was a child, my family dubbed me as a gay boy.
And
all my life I've been trying to overcome that. I've been married for 50 years. I got children and everything. You know,
yes.
But I don't know if it's my look or whatever that people confuse me for that.
So you've been struggling against that, have you? But you're not struggling anymore, I hope.
No, I put it aside because...
Because it's a lie. It's a lie. It could affect you very deeply and cause it to happen. But you did struggle against it. But the struggle could wear you down and make you ill.
Yeah, definitely. So that's what I've been going through, you know, falsely accused.
Yes, of course.
It's hard. It's very difficult.
Well, yeah.
You know, so that's what I've been struggling with.
Well, when I was in the army, I got accused of that one time, and I threw a guy through a window.
Well, maybe
that put a stop to it.
Maybe I should put a stop to the window.
Oh yes, now, he almost landed on a sergeant.
Yeah. Well, listen. By the way, I'm starting Taekwondo.
Oh, that's good.
And that, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
I think that's fun. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, like I see myself progressing quite a bit.
Basically, you're a happy man now. You're free from the lies that have followed you all your life that you've nobly struggled against. You have nice children?
Well... I have. They have problems.
Well, now
I have four children, and one of them is fine. The other one is okay, and the other two, one is very. He's lost in the dark.
Oh dear. But how comes you're not? Are you still happy?
Well, because I've tried to correct it.
Until
he's ready. I'm not going to be able to do anything.
So you're right. In other words, I have to tell you this. The struggle that you had with yourself for being a man, I can see how you can struggle to be the best father you could possibly be. And I can see how you gave in to your children or your wife too much in order to be the best father, to be seen as the best father.
Right.
And that would have been seen as a weakness by your children. You do see that. So the fact that this suggestion you might be gay had affected you in some way, were trying to compensate for it. And that created some mischief. However...
Well, I was strong in the wrong way. I think it was a result of that.
Yes, well, in other words, you compensated by being super strong rather than giving into the idea that being feminine.
Right, or
that was like being masculine. I get that. I get that.
Or be more understanding of my children, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I know. But see, I was firm with, I'm still firm with my wife. Uh-huh. In a sense. See, you know, I talk about her all the time because, you know, I keep no secret. Every argument I have, I talk about on the radio. I mean, good, it's a lesson. Right? It's a lesson in endurance. Yeah, and so...
Definitely.
It's actually can be a fun thing after all. It's not funny for her, but it is fun for me, in a matter of speaking.
Well, I'm hearing that, you know, that cloud is slowly but slowly moving away.
That's right. As it does... Your children. No, listen. Listen. Let me see if I can say it to you a little better than you saying it, if you wouldn't mind. May I?
Not at all. Sure.
Okay. So as the cloud moves away, I got that part. Uh-huh. As it moves away, so that a new light shines in you, a new kind of firm, gentle, strong father appears. But it's not a forceful, willful good. Follow that?
Right.
Or it's not a weak, or not weak nor strong, but something else stands holy where something was a little unholy.
Right, exactly.
You see that? Okay. So when that happens, your children will see that light shining, and they'll see you waiting for them. I've waited for my wife all my life. I knew in my heart that marriage is permanent. And that no amount of intimidation would move me off being a good father. And I wasn't going to try to be good because I'm compensating for losing my father or problems in my childhood. I knew what right was, and I stood my ground. And I had some background experiencing for the reasons why I know these things for sure. But I stood my ground, still stand it today. In the beginning, my children thought I was the enemy. Because my wife was good.
They all
that's right. The wife is always good at making you look like the bad guy.
Yes.
And they adopt the attitudes of their mothers, you see. But slowly but surely, as they grew up, I never faltered. I grew. The light grew stronger. And it began to show my wife the game she was playing. And they began to see game and slowly came towards their father. And now they're all towards their father and mother standing there with egg on her face. Because she's the last one to come across. The woman is usually the last one to come across in those conditions. And she'll come across, whether she, I don't know whether she likes it or not, but she, her behaviors are implanted by me.
Right.
No, in other words, if they weren't, she'd be mad. Because if I give in to her, she'd be mad.
You know,
if I became angry with her, I'd be mad.
Yeah, of course.
See? So the only way that she can get well is to stop playing games with me.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. But while she's still playing games with me, she gets frustrated. When she gets frustrated, she takes on my behaviors. And she can't take on my spirit, only my behaviors. So therefore, she's a very dutiful wife. But I control her. I told her so. I don't want to control you, but I'd rather me have you than the world has you, and you bring the world into this house. You're not going to bring the world into this house. I've told her that before, over my dead body.
Exactly.
See that? So in a manner of speaking, she got a benefit. She became a slave of my approval, and I never gave it anyway. So that made her struggle harder for it. I still didn't give it. And then she tried to upset me in doing little things, but I never get upset. So I said, I know. No, it's easy for me to do. It's so easy, it's falling off a log. The only way she can win is stop playing the game, but she doesn't know how to stop. She does. So when you correct her, it's always an offense. When you say, hey, look what you're doing, immediately there's an excuse. You know, she rambles off in an excuse. And if it isn't one, it's another. If one doesn't work, another one will. However, I don't fall for that. And slowly but surely, the pain increases. I don't feel any pain. She feels it. And the way she relieves the pain is being nice to me. And that works for me. It works for me, and eventually, she stays with me because she's bonded to me in a very unhealthy way. But it's better than being in bondage to the world around. Running around with other people, looking for love from them, to feel good about hating a husband. See that?
I understand.
So it's a divine hypnosis. It's a divine hypnosis. Is my right?
My problem started when my father was a good man that didn't know how to be a father.
Well, it's just like you.
And he turned my mother around. So they got a divorce, and that was very heartbreaking for me.
Of course.
I was very, very crushed because...
So you want it, but that's made you very vulnerable. In other words, who did you favor when the battle was on? Did you favor your mother?
Not really.
But who did you favor?
I favored my father, but he was a merchant marine, so he used to travel a lot.
So he left you with your mother.
Right.
So in your unhappiness, the only influence was feminine. That's what makes you sensitive. That's what marks you in a way that other people see you.
Right.
Now do you see it?
So now I think that through the meditation... That's been clearing up, and
of course.
You know, I feel a lot more in command of my
yes, sir.
Thoughts. And it's the thing of controlling your thoughts. That's the whole thing.
You don't really have to control your thoughts because you never get mad, so therefore no bad thoughts get in.
Yeah, but sometimes you know we're human.
There must be no times.
Okay.
Eventually it must become zero.
Yeah, that's what I'm shooting for. But you know,
that's when you become like thunder and lightning to bad people.
Okay, I have one more thing to tell you, and thank you for your time. I really appreciate
you're very welcome. You're very easy to talk to.
Now here's the thing that I started listening to you about 6 months ago,
yes.
And I just was enthralled with your teachings.
Yes.
And then about 2 weeks ago, you sounded frustrated.
Me? I'm not frustrated. I just get loud sometimes.
With the listeners, you sounded frustrated.
No. It's not. It's strength. It is not. When I raise my voice, it doesn't mean say I'm angry. When I shout and yell, it doesn't mean to say I'm angry. I can yell and shout and pretend to be angry. It's not the same thing as really being angry. Like, kids, get up the stairs and go to bed. I can say it with anger or without. But without anger, it has more efficacy. They know it's love. It's a divine command. Sometimes, if Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. If Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth in a loud voice, that doesn't mean say he's angry. You can shout with a loud voice. You know, watch out for the yard arm and the ladies. My Chinese junk came in one day and through the waves, and it was caught by a big wave into the entrance of the harbor. And I yelled all kinds of commands to everybody because they get washed overboard. But my wife says, "Well, you were angry." I said, "No, I had to shout these commands. In no uncertain terms, so that they all do what they need to do quickly." No, it doesn't mean to say that. Anyway, we can talk about that later on. What I want to encourage you to do is call the office. How few people, if I gave free marijuana away, there'd be lines up around the miles down the block. But truth is painful. It's good medicine, but everybody's self-satisfied. Everybody thinks they have everything under control or likes to think that. I'm an independent person. You're not. You struggle with yourself. I don't think nothing really works. And this program should be a relief to you to know that you're not any different from anyone else. You have one illness only from which springs, through which gate any behavior can be implanted, hypnotic state. So as a professional hypnotist, I know how to create any behavior that no psychiatrist could ever cure. But when I say that, I don't say that braggadociously, because I have to understand the illness so we can cure it. If you don't, you can't cure an illness you don't understand. So I can know, I can make you ill. The fact that that's not something I do. And I wouldn't be proud of that. But I have to understand what makes you ill, and I could do it if I want to. I have to admit I've done it a couple of times to my enemies, and there's not a damn thing they could do, and I'll tell you the stories one day. It's okay to when you're at war with people, when you're in real war. However, for your sake, I want to help you. I want to show you what the enemy's done to you and how you can resist your enemy. But I think you love your enemy too much. You love your drugs, your alcohol, your pornography, I don't know what it is, your lifestyle. You're addicted to all the wrong people. You think it's love. Huh, slaves of sin. 866-RADIO-ROY, FHU.com. Call my office tomorrow, 866-RADIO-ROY, and don't let me hear them say, how are the phones? Oh, slow as usual. What is the matter with you people? Okay, not frustrated. Just...
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, we'll finish this hour chatting with Joe. He still has a little unfinished gratefulness to share with me. So go ahead, Joe.
I have a question. Why did you give up hypnosis?
I use a combination. I can't explain in two words, but I saw that the whole world is hypnotized. There's no one.
Right.
Everybody in the world, with very rare exceptions, like 1/1000th of a percent of people are completely free. All who sin are slaves. We all have you hear people making the excuse of, well, we all have faults, but you're just human. No, you're not human. You become less human as you excuse your faults.
Yes.
And you could be excuses always is like truth. And anybody who helps to excuse you is your friend. See? So the whole... I saw that the behaviors that people had was because of the stress of life. I've got a book called The Hypnosis of Life. Everybody should get a copy of that.
I have it.
And, okay, and there's another one called...
Right now.
Okay, there's another one called Secret Power of Words.
Oh, that I want to get...
And then there's another one that talks about hypnosis is called Beyond the Known. And that's got more about hypnosis than all the others. It's got a different title, Beyond the Known. Anyway, I discovered that everybody, that life itself exerts a hypnotic stress. And there are people who are engineers, they're social engineers in social engineering. In our country, it's liberalism, it's socialism, it's Marxism. They know how to engineer stress to control entire populations.
Of course.
And then they put people in positions of power with cures that make you worse. But because they're doctors and psychiatrists, they put them in those roles specially. They commandeer the health services. And so where the solutions are always wrong until you need operations and, you know, there's like, how many bucket loads of legs being amputated every day from just one disease called diabetes. And there's the cure of it is so simple. And on nearly all the illnesses that are caused by emotional states and disorder and chemical imbalances. Of course, there's chemical imbalances when you're emotionally upset, but the cause of the cause of it is the lack of self-control over your life, the lack of God in your life, really. Right. And therefore, doctors become God, and of course, they play that role, and they enjoy the ease of power.
They love it.
Yeah, but they love it so much that they don't really want you to be well.
Yes, exactly.
When they see an old man like me coming in, bright and cheerful and stronger than the doctor, it upsets him. It upsets them.
You're not old.
You know, but I disturb my doctor that I go to once in a while because I've had a heart operation, so I see him once in a while.
Right.
Yeah, I disturb him. He tries to talk me into, you know, heart pills and things. I said, I don't need it.
No.
What do you mean you don't need it? He's taking it himself just in case.
Yeah, no.
See that?
I stay away from medication. My mother is 102 years old, and she just started taking medication. She never took any kind of medication.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. Okay, I understand. You get old and feeble. You get a few extra years. I like that.
Her secret is, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
You know, that's Jewish faith. Don't worry.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Hey, too bad you couldn't get a hold of Tony Snow.
I know, I couldn't. But there's lots of nice people out there. There's lots of nice people like him who are dying the same way.
He was such a man.
No, but you hear me. There's lots of nice people dying. The good die young. Listen, will you listen? Go to my website. And go tonight or tomorrow. It's playing all the time. FHU.com. And click to the Sunday morning conversations. And it's live television. It's like a recording. And it's 2 hours of discussion with an audience. And it's called Tony Snow, Why the Good
Really?
Die Young.
Oh
yeah.
Love to hear that.
You'd love to, listen, it's a wonderful conversation. And you'll forget the 2 hours. You won't know where they went to.
No,
all right, I must go now, though. Listen, I enjoyed chatting over the fence with you. I've had an enjoyable evening. Small number of calls, but everyone had something that enabled me to say things I couldn't say before. All right, now, thank you very much. Now, Blake in Chicago, I have to let you go. I must say hello. Hello, Blake. I'm glad you called, but I've run out of time.
That's okay.
Is he there? Hi, Blake, how are you?
Hello.
Doing good? You doing good?
Doing good.
Will you call tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay, call tomorrow. All right, well, we have, you know, refeeds and stuff like that. And I still don't have enough calls, enough encouragement to do 3 hours. But I would do the 3 hours if you would call your program director and say, put Roy on for 3 hours. Would you? And then replay. That'll give you 6 hours all night. Wow. I mean, you know, maybe we'll get to more people. Or send some money. So we can get a bigger soapbox. We can do this. Every one of you could become a light bearer, would you? Thank you. That's the way to do it. I'm Roy Masters with Advice Line. Join me tomorrow evening. And we continue refeeds now.
If you are a veteran who needs help coping with PTSD, or you know a veteran who needs that help, visit www.patriotoutreach.org. Here is what Colonel Antonio Monaco, United States Army, has to say.
The key problem to PTSD is reimagining the trauma again. How you can overcome it is you and I go into the movie theater together, and as the movie begins, we slowly become involved and we start becoming part of the movie. Well, if I hit your arm and I broke the image of the movie and he remembers he's in the audience, when he goes back to the movie, it doesn't have that emotional bond or it doesn't have that tie to the imagery in the movie. It breaks the endless loop of thought.
For free, confidential materials to help you deal with PTSD, visit www.patriotoutreach.org.
All military, all veterans, all retirees, government civilians and battlefield contractors and their families can have access.
www.patriotoutreach.org. Hi, this is David Masters with a question. Are you still struggling with the process of meditation? I have something that's perfect for you. It may be just the perfect companion to the Be Still and Know meditation that my dad teaches. It's a show that I did called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. It's the perfect product if you're just getting started with meditation, you've been using the meditation for a long time and you're still looking for more understanding about the process, or if you want to introduce friends and family to the exercise and the foundation, but you don't know quite how to present it. This is a 101 course introduction to the foundation with a personal touch from me. I think you'll want to listen to it many times. I'm a visual thinker, and I tell stories, and I make points that are very easy to understand. It's called Meditation and the Process of Salvation. Find out if you're practicing self-sabotage or self-observation. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com and download it right now. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Thank you.